Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Table Talk. Today, it's leaving your toxic situations or leaving toxic environments. That's our topic for today. You just have me, Papa Hector, here, and Ali Al here. So,
starting off our first podcast of the new year.
Yeah, happy 2023, everyone. Yes. Happy New Year. This is our first one for the new year.
Yeah, and I mean, we coin flipped this one. It wasn't like we chose this, but I feel like it's a good start to the year.
Yeah.
Leaving your toxic
environments. Know. Yeah. So, like, one thing that I want to say is a lot of times people don't want to leave toxic environments because they think of it as failing.
I never even thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. They think of it as like, if I leave a toxic situation, then I was a failure because the situation failed. So people stay in toxic situations just because they don't want to feel like a failure.
Do a lot of people who like keep themselves in a toxic situation, do they kind of like feel like they're Captain Save-A-Ho almost a lot of time?
Yeah, there's also that. Like, you could be a Captain Save-A-Ho. And so if you're a Captain Save-A-Ho, then a lot of times, like, you feel like you have to deal with the toxicity.
Because, yeah, that and, like, also that you being there, like, ego-wise, you mm-hmm. think that you make the situation better than it would be if you weren't there, or you totally make it completely better, and if you weren't there, like, that kind of thing.
There's that, and that also goes back to the failing thing, because then the ego will take a hit if you don't save a hoe.
Yeah.
You can't be captain anymore.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's that. And another thing I want to note, though, is there's times where people are like, oh, I got to leave this toxic situation. But it's not the situation that's toxic. It's them.
Oh, they themselves.
They themselves are toxic. Mm. But instead of recognizing that they themselves are toxic, they want to blame it on the environment, the situation, or someone else. And then they go into a new situation or a new environment, and it becomes the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's because they themselves are the source of the toxicity.
Yeah. And obviously it's going to be hard for you to know, like, for someone who hasn't started any type of development at all spiritually, even with just, like, philosophies type stuff, like, you kind of have to let go.
Yeah, you have to let go of all that. And then, again, it's an ego hit, like, for you to say, yeah, I'm actually the one that's toxic and I got to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Like, the ego doesn't want to hear, like, it's my fault and I'm toxic.
Yeah. And, like, for people who are on the path, though, I feel like it's big for us, like, y'all, you got to be the one who recognizes. The other ones are the ones that are going to be in la-la land. It's not unfixable, but the likelihood of them, like, understanding what you're trying to say or what have you, or do, yeah, it's going to be difficult for them. So, if you know,
kind of thing. Another thing is that when a person leaves a toxic environment, a lot of times other people blame the person that leaves the environment.
Right. As soon as you leave it, like, you know, so let's say someone even because I was going to say this is also, I would say a good portion of people are pretty toxic. Yeah. So the likelihood that it's probably more than just you being toxic in the group, but you need to be the one who recognizes, because at the end of the day,
you have to make the decision. You got to leave or stay.
Yeah.
Right. But then a lot of times everyone else in the group will then blame the person who left the group.
Yeah. It's easy to blame the person who just left.
Exactly.
Yeah. And be like,
either they're the toxic one or they're mad at that person for leaving. And then that sense of guilt will bring the person back.
Fuck. Very true. And there's a lot of different toxic environments, I feel like, but like me personally, just from my experience, just dealing with everyday regular people all the time, it seems to be like the repeat offense type things. Like, everybody seems to be in a very similar toxic environment, whether it be, oh, I'm with a man I shouldn't be with, or a girl I shouldn't be with, or maybe it's your family. Like, you live with your mother, this and that. Like, it seems to be kind of like family orientated, relationship orientated. Obviously, if you're toxic, you're going to be toxic pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And the thing is that a lot of people also like to be like, oh, when they can't deal with something, mm-hmm. then claim it was toxic.
Yeah. That.
But it wasn't actually toxic. It's actually you just can't deal with it. And instead of taking responsibility, you're going to be like...
Deem it as toxic.
Yeah. So then that way you don't have to like be like, yeah, it was my fault. Again, the ego coming in the way. Like, it's not my fault. That person is toxic. That situation is toxic. And here's a big one. A lot of people, when they hear the truth, they think it's toxic.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, anytime something's hitting home, like, really hitting home, that you just want to be like, oh, like, no. Like, this, like, you're being this, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because you're going to get offended. A lot of times when people hear the truth, they get offended.
Yeah.
A lot of times when people hear the truth, rather than being like, oh, yeah, actually, that's just the truth, they're like, oh, no, that person's being toxic.
Yeah, the person telling you the truth.
The person telling you the truth.
Yeah.
And it's easy to be like, oh, that person's being toxic by telling you the truth because you just don't want to acknowledge facts.
Yeah, and then...
And the truth sometimes sounds pretty bad.
I was going to say just now that the truth to a lot of people who, like, might be starting on the path, not a lot of people, probably ever, like, the truth is hard. It's not something that is easy. The lies and all the falseness is what's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to, like, just kind of deflect and, you know, always avoid and stuff. But truth, you're going to have to confront stuff. Like,
yep.
Major stuff. You know it deep down inside that you've got some shit.
Exactly.
So for, you know, that's the thing. Like, that's kind of the, like, the double-edged.
Sort of.
Everybody wants, like, this, like, fluffy, lovey, like.
Version.
Like, it's fantasy.
Yeah. No, and for a lot of people, like, since they work so hard to avoid the truth, whenever they hear the truth, they get mad.
Yeah, mad.
Angry, yeah.
Very angry.
You get mad and you get angry, and then you stop focusing on the truth because the madness, the angriness is an excuse, again, to deflect and not have to deal with the truth.
Yes.
It's a way to get around. If you can focus on being mad, then you'll stop focusing on the truth you just heard.
Right.
So then that way you don't have to deal with the truth. And a lot of times, if you get mad, other people will appease you.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So then the whole focus on the truth goes out the window.
Right. Because you got mad. So that person's not trying to deal with you being mad. So they're going to probably either take back whatever statement they made. Yada, yada.
Say sorry. Lie. You know, try to like smooth things over. Right. Make you feel better.
And you know, like you maybe not, I would say unconsciously, because a lot of people probably aren't consciously like
aware
of them doing that. But yeah, you unconsciously are getting angry and then basically not even being able to focus on what is, like, you know, some truth is being spoken your way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I was gonna ask in terms, because I know, like, let me just do an example. This is a one that, like, I feel like is a popular one. A male or female, it doesn't matter, leaving a significant other, like, mm-hmm. in a relationship type situation. That I see very often, where it's like, that is like they're big, at least they're a big toxic one.
Exactly.
It's kind of that. And for someone who, like, recognizes that it is toxic, but they kind of stay, like, because I'll see memes, I'll see all types of stuff, like, me and my baby daddy just beat the shit out of each other, and, like, we cuddling, ha, 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 everyone's like, ha, 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 and I'm over here like, ha, 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 but that's not really funny, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's,
so, I'm wondering for those people who might be listening, maybe you're getting, like, a little bit of a sign, whatever, like, what can be some of your first things that you do when you even, you know, like, if you don't want to leave it, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of it is, like, you have to value yourself.
It's a big part.
Yeah.
A big part.
That's the one of the biggest parts of it.
Yeah.
Is that if you don't value yourself, then you're going to value something else more than you value you. And so if you value those things more than you, then you're, again, with the ego. The ego looks for whatever has the most value.
Right, to it?
To it.
Yes.
And to it. It might not be reality.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning, like, it may value something that's not actually that valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But in its perception of whatever that is, it holds some type of value, and it'll hold more value than you.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you're like, ego never likes to lose anything.
Right.
Even if something is bad, it doesn't want to lose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It needs to
hold on to it.
Have it belong to it. Yeah. Whereas I was thinking, for those who start to figure out who they are, the you, because you get glimpses of it until you are it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be difficult for those, because I would say a good portion of people have no clue who they are. They're very lost in what everybody/thing has created them to be. So when they stray away from that, and mind you, the first steps to straying away are like I had to start spiritual work, in depth, and really go deep into it.
But the thing about it is, even in that, a lot of times when we do spiritual work, right? And we tell people, you got to be your real self, right? They think that their real self is their thoughts and their feelings. And so then they start speaking anything they think, anything they feel, and they feel 100% like that's them, that's the real them.
Yeah.
And usually the real them that they're being suddenly becomes, excuse my French, a bitch. Okay?
Yeah.
Very that's angry. That's so true. Okay?
I'm pointing at myself okay. right now, just so y'all know.
And very angry, and they're like, well, I'm just being my real self now.
Yeah. What the fuck is, but you're really being a bitch.
Yeah.
Because it's what your mind thinks you should be.
Exactly.
It's not you.
Exactly. And so a lot of people, when we're like, they're like, oh, I found my voice, I found my real self, and people don't like that I'm being my real self. No, people don't like that you're being a bitch. That's number one. Number two is your real self, you can't think of who that is. So if you can think it, then you're not it.
Yeah.
Right? Your real self is not how you feel. Okay? Because your feelings change from moment to moment to moment to moment.
Yep, so it's not okay? that.
Okay? To give you an example, right? You can turn around and you can hate someone and be angry at them. And then later on, feel bad for them.
Right.
Right? So do you actually hate them?
No.
No. And then later on, like them or love them.
Yeah, so that's right? just proof of your emotions never being
consistent, right? And so many, many times, let's say you meet someone new, right?
Right.
Let's say at work or something.
Yeah.
And at first, you all don't like each other.
Right.
And you hate that person for whatever reason. Maybe you had a little tiff, a little misunderstanding or whatever, right? And you're like, well, you cuss them out because you're being your real self, right? Or whatever. And I see this often.
Mm-hmm.
Then, 6 months down the line, that person ends up becoming, your best friend at work.
Uh-huh.
And you find out, they weren't so bad as I thought. We actually connect more than I thought. But before, you thought that person was this, that, a bitch, an asshole, this, or that. And you were so sure that's what they were.
Right.
Right? So, most people, they think that to be their real self is to be the self that usually, their mind, their thoughts, and their feelings that they usually hide.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. So, for instance, with me, one of the feelings, I used to hide would be, lashing out on people type stuff. That's one of the things that, I would, keep to myself. I started, Papa would be like, you need, and same with the spirits, be like, y'all need to start being yourselves. They would say it in the party. Papa would tell me. And I kind of, a little teeny wee, got what he was saying, but not really. Because I was just basically just doing all the shit I would normally just keep to myself.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that that is not you. Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. That's not you, bro.
So what happens is usually all those things that the person would normally hide, now they start lashing out on everybody, telling people how they really feel.
Yeah.
And things of that nature, okay? But the thing about it is that to reach your true self, you have to be mindless and you have to be heartless.
I know that sounds, it sounds what it sounds like. Little crazy.
Yeah, and the way that you're interpreting what I just said.
Mind and heart.
Yeah.
Is different.
Is different because you're thinking like being heartless is being a cold bitch. No.
No.
Being heartless is being without feelings.
Yeah.
Right? Where your feelings aren't controlling you.
Controlling you. It's like, they come. They're always going to come.
But you realize that they are not you.
Mm-mm.
So you don't just jump based on those feelings, right?
Or do you don't feel bad for when when you feel that feeling come up.
No, it happens.
And you're aware too, like, all right, well, I have this feeling. Doesn't mean I should be sitting here making other people feel like shit or whatever. Like, exactly. It's my feeling.
Exactly.
They're not doing anything wrong to me. Like, they haven't even, probably no clue I'm even feeling the feeling. But we all think other people can read minds and shit.
Yeah.
So.
And then you have to be mindless, because what I mean by that is you have to let go of your thoughts. You have to be like, oh yeah, that's just something I'm thinking. But it's not real. It's just thoughts, right? When most people hear me say be mindless and be heartless, what they're thinking is, like, mindless means don't care about whatever you're doing. Just do whatever you want.
Do whatever.
Okay, and heartless means be cold-hearted.
Yeah, so basically, right? They're thinking you just be a terrible individual, yeah, pretty much. Like,
but that's not how it works.
Yeah, no.
No. So here, outside of me, there's someone that you know who is their real self.
At this temple.
Actually, in this house right now.
Oh.
Who do you think it is?
Ace. Mama.
No.
Butts.
No.
Shadow.
No.
Eli.
Yep.
So, Eli, the baby. That makes sense. Yeah.
So, a baby is like, the baby is less than a year, okay? So, he doesn't have a programmed mind and heart of life experiences telling him who he is. When he does things, he's not doing it to offend anyone. He's not doing it to hurt anyone. In fact, when he does things, he's not concerned with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you do things or you have certain thoughts and feelings, they're all concerned with others.
Yeah.
Right? When he's upset about something, it comes and then it goes.
Yeah.
He doesn't say to you, yeah, I was upset yesterday or last week. He can't even remember because it passes right through. Right? Whatever upsetting situation passes right through. And there's not a grudge that's held.
No, and it's because you haven't been, as a baby, you haven't been set with all the programs. You don't have all the programs, all these teachings of how you're supposed to be, how this goes, how that goes. You just don't have it.
No. And eventually, every baby loses that, of course, because you have to live life. And so you're going to have your programs not only come through what you're taught. Your programs are your perceptions of your feelings, your thoughts, and your experiences. Those create your programs. So as you have experiences, you start to become more and more programmed.
Mm. Would that happen even naturally without people like teaching you and stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah, develop your own, because you yourself are, that's just how it happens.
Yeah, it just naturally, you're going to develop your own definitions and you're going to develop your own perceptions based on your experiences.
Yeah.
So you're going to experience something and then you're going to be like, that means this, that means this, that means that. Whenever this happens, then this, it means this.
Yeah, it's like big old chain.
A big old chain.
Yeah.
And so, that's natural. It's a natural function. Because what happens is it comes up with the mind, right?
Right.
When a baby is born, they don't have a mind. They have a brain. They don't have a mind. There's a difference.
How is the mind developed? Is that from, because you're like naturally, you're not like a caveman anymore.
No, it's from experiences. That's how you develop a mind.
So even in the earliest of early, you're going to develop a type of mind.
Always.
Yeah.
It's unavoidable.
Would you say and I don't even mean time period, but some people's experiences, like for instance, their mind may be more caked up. You know what I mean? But harder to dissolve due to their experiences. And some others may be very easy.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah. Okay. Very easy to dissolve.
Because, for example, usually someone who is very well educated
is going to be harder to dissolve.
Right? And they think, because they believe that their education means they know something. But they don't know those things. They know they have good memory skills.
Yeah.
they're good at memorizing.
Yeah.
And they're good at parroting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you ask someone who's educated about something, let's just say metaphysical, right? They'll tell you up to a certain point, very on the hill, die on the hill about it too. This is what we know up to this point. This is that. And once you kind of break past their logic a little bit, and you say, well, there's still questions in the air. You can kind of see how
They
get offended.
They get upset. And so another thing is that they can only tell you what's in the book. So they can't apply it to real life. And life does not follow a book. Life does not follow your logic.
No.
It gives a fuck about your logic. Your logic means nothing to life. So therefore, that's why illogical things happen all the time. Because life has its own logic, which does not follow your mind.
Yeah.
Right? And so someone who's really educated or big into science and things like that, or has lots of is very religious in the sense of regular religions, yep, et cetera, et cetera, all those people are super caked up because they have a strong mind in the sense that it's hard to break through.
Yeah.
Because they think they know shit.
So much.
They think they know something.
Rather than I was going to say, because just bringing it back kind of to the, to the basic leaving your toxic environment, what we're getting at is that most people probably, you need to value yourself. In order to value yourself, you've got to at least see, know that you know what we're saying.
And you have to at least know that you don't know yourself.
No. So that, and basically that's why there's probably so many more people stuck in toxic situations. I would say almost everyone, they won't leave their situation, and it's either them or the situation's pretty toxic, probably both.
Yeah.
In most cases, so.
Yeah, many people, most people. But the thing about it is, it's not something, and that's another thing that people think, is that when they don't want to deal with something, they think that eventually it's going to fix itself on its own.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay, and really that's an excuse to not deal with it.
Yeah.
So I'll give you an example. I did, I think I did it in a TikTok or something like that. Someone asked me isn't it true that when you're really ready, the perfect spiritual teacher for you will show up?
Oh, yeah. There's a saying that when the student is ready, the master will appear.
Yeah. Right. That's a way. That's an excuse for you to not
never go seeking for your master.
Yeah. To never go seeking, to not do the work. Right? It's an excuse. And it makes your ego feel good because it says you're that special. Okay, the student is that special
that
the master has to come looking for you.
Yeah.
But the master is the master because they're total already. Whether you're there, whether you're not there, they remain a master.
Yeah.
The master remains a master whether he has one follower or no followers or millions of followers, right?
Yeah.
If someone, and here's again the ego and the way that you perceive, right? If you see a master and he has millions of followers, the masses are the masses. So you're going to say that must be a good master.
Yeah.
But really, he may not even be a master. He might be a businessman.
Right.
And he's focused on getting more and more numbers too.
Yeah.
Okay. If you see a master and he has zero followers, then many minds, because you're running off your mind, are going to say he's not a master at all.
Yeah.
But that master doesn't care. If you come, you come. And if you don't, you don't.
Yeah, period. Okay.
A master doesn't want you to follow. A master doesn't want to lead you.
Yeah.
A master doesn't want to walk behind you.
No.
No, a master walks with you. Right? And so, that's another problem that the ego has. Okay? Because the ego is going to want the master to lead you, be in front of you. So that if something goes wrong, you can blame the leader.
Yeah.
You want the master behind you. You want the master to be how you want the master to be.
Yeah.
Not how the master is. So then really, you want to be the master of the master.
Right.
Do you understand?
Right. But in the wrong way.
Like, but in the wrong yeah. way. Exactly. But again, it's to boost the ego, right? And I've had many people come here who are like, yeah, I used to go to so-and-so and so-and-so, and they had millions or hundreds, thousands of followers and all this other stuff. There's a few, like,
you bigger, know, yeah,
famous...
spiritual workers.
Right, famous, like, spiritual, quote-unquote, masters, right?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. So, why are you not still there?
Yeah. If they were a master.
Mm-hmm. And the truth is that the likelihood is, I'm not saying that masters that have tons of followers are not real.
Yeah.
There are some that are real, just like there are some that are not, right? However, the truth is that even the one who has tons of followers, he cannot help all of them. He's not going to be able to get all of them to reach where they got to go.
Yeah.
Because he can only have so many interpersonal relationships.
Yeah, period.
Period. And have enough depth with those relationships to transform those individuals.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does. It makes perfect sense because you only have so much time in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if there was more time, you could fit more. And but there's really each person more energy. Is
different too, right? Yeah. Some people are more caked up. Some people are less caked up, right? For example, one of the things of someone who's less caked up, right, is that they're more comfortable with not knowing something.
Yeah, period.
Like, and they it doesn't mean they might not wanna
like
fit know yeah. eventually, but they're what happens with the mind and your ego is the mind automatically wants to know. It doesn't want to not know. That's yeah. uncomfortable. Right. Okay? So someone who's less caked up, they're more comfortable with not knowing. They're comfortable to allow themselves to know contradictory information about the same thing and still not come to a conclusion.
Oh, yeah. Period. Yeah, okay. Yeah, very much so.
Okay, they can see things that look to contradict, but keep themselves open
yeah.
to more information coming in and also keep themselves open that doesn't mean that they know.
Yeah, and because, like, for instance, two people who are like that probably find it difficult when, like, for instance, you're, like, even for meeting new people, like, people ask you, like, a general question. What is your favorite this? Like, what is this? Like, what, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, what's your opinion on this, you know, like you said, a controversial topic? And I'm mm-hmm. like, psh. And then, you know, most of the time they're on a side. So then as soon as you're one of those people that's like, hey, like, I don't know.
Yeah, like...
they're like, oh, so are you saying that it's the opposite of what I'm saying? I'm like, no, but I don't, like, fully agree with... I don't... Neither of y'all.
I don't agree for, I don't agree with against. And, you know, that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, and what... These are... This is the information and the facts that I have.
Yeah, like...
Okay, here's the facts and what's real. And here's the other stuff that maybe is your feelings and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's facts that are for. There are facts that are against. Right? But it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, like it doesn't mean... Yeah, I'm not even judging you either.
No, I'm not judging you. Yeah. And it also doesn't mean anything because everything in life, there's no template. So everything is situational.
This is huge. Right? Everything is situational. Like you said, like...
There's no template.
What was that? What was that? That's that saying too. Sincerity has no guarantees. What is true is never gonna have like... like it's just not that.
No, what's true in one may not be true in another.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And honest, like 100% pure ultimate truth is the same all the time. But that's because it encompasses
all of that.
All of that. What may be true here and what may be true there. And what might not be true in neither. And
yeah, encompasses all that.
All that. So that's why it's always true, because it encompasses everything.
Yeah, right? And for people who are so stuck and caked up, for you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. like we just talked about, like it's so hard, like for that, like that just is just as soon as you're on that, they're like, oh no, you're cuckoo, like yeah. you're cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and I'm like, okay, like whatever, but at the same time, you know, I'm like for those who are on the like you're progressing.
Yeah.
You're doing the work.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not even to say, like, that person's lesser than you either, because they're there and they're a little, they have their spot there too. Like, they didn't.
And the best way, what you have to realize, and this happens with everyone, mm-hmm. is that in order to progress in the work, you have to stop being so concerned with the other. The other means other people, other thoughts, other feelings. It means being concerned with what people will think, what will they say, what's their right. opinion of you, da 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 da. So that's others and people. You have to stop being so concerned with the other, meaning what may I think? What might I end up feeling? The other is your future.
That's yeah, the other too. Other than other people, the other is also what
it's
you're
saying. It's anything other than you.
Yeah, so...
And the real you.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Okay, so... You have to let go of the other. And the other is anything other than the real you. That includes the false you. That includes your ego. That includes what you think about you. That includes what you feel about you. So you have to let go of all the other. And it's the part of the hardest part of the work,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. Because, like, I'm... yeah. Is fully letting go, because it's not like, because I can see, like, as you're developing, you see like pieces fall off,
mm-hmm.
and it yeah
pieces
but
of the other
mm-hmm. but I'm happy yeah because you can see though it's a road, it's yeah. a road boy, because you yeah. it's depending on how caked up you are too,
yeah, and bringing it back, right? This is also what helps to shift toxicity, because again, if you let go of the other, which means the possible futures, the possible failures, the possible winning, the possible control, the possible lack of. If you let go your feelings and your thoughts about a situation, then, and you let go of all of it, then you come to a space of clarity. Now you can decide what to do rather than choose what to do.
Boom.
When you choose what to do, it's because you only have the options that exist in your mind. When you decide what to do, it's because you have all possibilities. You've decided what you want, because it's not based on the options you have available. It's a little complicated thing, but it's actually really simple.
Yeah, at the same time.
But that's how most truths are.
Yes.
So, I think that concludes our toxicity
here yeah.
on this one. And I think we're going to... I'll add something to the name, because we got into a lot of other stuff. So, as always, like, comment, follow, share. iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor.fm, or your favorite podcast app. Spiritual Table Talk, me, Papa Hector, and
Allie L.
And we'll see you guys again next week.